mom call them teachers, all make doctors.
What word would you use in college for those things?
I don't even know what it is.
Ask what letter?
Mosquito hawks.
Oh, yeah, I've heard them call mosquito hawks. Well, what you got done there with mosquitoes, you got,
he don't sting himself, he just goes and catch mosquitoes.
That's right, I guess that's why they call them hawks.
Yes, I mean, that's it, because they...
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And it looks kind of like a wasp, but it doesn't sting.
Dirt
dog. Dirt dog, yeah. I reckon that's what you'd call
it. That's fine.
That's what we did.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts? Well, that, they get right from...
And have you ever heard those called goobers or brown peanuts?
Goobers, yes, ma'am. Goobers.
A chupa, but he doesn't sing down a nutshell.
Well, now, what's a chupa?
It looks sort of like nut grass, but you bite it.
And you put it up, and it's full of little noodles back in
it. You don't have a shell on it like like a ground pea. But, it was sweet tasting and nuts grass. They just like, but it had a better taste.
They were hard for feed for stock.
And which ones are for stock?
Chufa.
Chufa.
Peanut chufa.
They're both that way, but the chufa is the only one that they, peanuts could be used for other purposes, but the chufa, I don't know of anything used but to turn the stock.
All
They root them up, you know.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, that is, say, if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you might say that the boy, his father? You say the boy?
Is the spit of his father.
Fine.
What?
Would you ever use a term like favors or resembles?
A favor or resembles his father, yeah. And I have, as I was going to say, that didn't sound right. But I've heard, haven't you ever heard somebody, well, now he's just the spit of his father.
I sure have.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't think that was very pretty, though.
Now, what about the boy's behavior? If the boy looks like his father, you might say he favors his father.
Uh-huh.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you might say the boy...
He's a good boy, like he resembles his father.
Okay, in a
way.
What do you call a woman who helps when a baby is being born? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
Midwife. Isn't that a midwife?
Yes, ma'am.
They used to have that.
Have you ever heard those people called a granny woman or a granny?
Yes, that's a granny woman. That's the one that I think the midwives call that, and then the granny. Well, that's what I've had. You know, we didn't have no sugar cane. And that's where when my babies would come. But somebody was trained. She was a colored woman. She was trained.
I had a doctor, too. But
and had the doctor and all. But then she cared and looked after me and the baby.
Uh-huh.
And we had to stay 30 days in it. And that I told him I was sicker when I got ready to get up in the water when I went to bed.
Hmm.
They wouldn't let you get up, you know, when you stay. Now they don't hardly stand bed.
No, now they make you get up right away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Oh, I know what that is. I can't think right now. A town.
City dude.
Something like that. But,
one more city crack.
What would you call him, sure enough? City dude?
That'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Now, what would that do? I don't know. What do they call I was the one that come in the country and come to town.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know what they
say. No, I don't know what they call country nothing. I wouldn't know what they call
Have you heard people say country crock or country?
Yes, of course they do. There was a name for it.
Yeah.